The final ill-fitting animal this morning is a crocodile in County Leash. If you've ever driven through Rathdowney, you know exactly what it is that I'm talking about, because you will have seen kids taking selfies on the side of the road overlooking a stream. And the croc in that stream belongs to Joe Hines. He works as a carer, but he discovered the joy of chainsaw carving during lockdown. His garden, his home, his workshop are full of his efforts. Owls, dogs, eagles, wood spirits, and that very non-native reptile in the river. Brenda Donoghue visited him during the week.
Hey Joe, how are you?
Well, Brenda, how's things? This is the shed, this is where it's all going on, Brenda here. I'm working on this fella here at the moment. I want to turn off this joke here first. You can see there, rabbits, fairy houses. There's going to be fish there, fish coming up out of water. You know, it's going to be so.
How many chainsaws have you got there? One, two, three that I see?
Three. I just use those three, Brenda. That one there, I keep that. You can see the top of that, the bar on that. There's a narrow top, they call that dime tip. That's for just doing tasty little work, we say, yeah. You know what I mean? Then the other two are just ordinary blades. That's a smaller one. It's a bigger one for bigger logs, you know? But you have to be careful, though, you know? You don't want to be... Yeah, because they don't take prisoners, these saws, you know what I mean? You just don't want to get caught with saws, you know? Just be safe, that's it. Just wear the gear, the protective gear, which I do. Look, I'm going to do the eyes now, and I'll do the beak here on this owl here. Look, you can... If you watch, and I show you then how you get the feathers and the eyes in. Watch here now, look. See? And you got to do it steady, otherwise you make it's easy to ruin it. Like, the chainsaw will get to this shape. And then when you start putting in the fine detail then, like the feathers and then around the beak, you know.
Let me not stop you.
Okay, well, look, I'll show you. I'm going to work on a fox over here. I'm working on a fox over here. I'll show you. I'll start up this saw now. Just stand back a little bit, Brenda. You know, this is... I've been marking the fur with him now, you know. That's what you do, like... The fox is the only mark though. You got to put the detail of the fur into it there now as well, you see. That's what I do. I use the saw the whole time there, yeah. I have all different types of wood there. A fella gave me that there. That's a bit of elm. That's a bit of ash. A bit of sycamore there. I get some buzz out of it now until he goes on the street, you know. I come home from work, you know. I told you, my carer. I come home from work. I tug out there, I get on the gear, and I just straight out into the timber there. Even the smell of it when you're working there, you get the smell off the wood. I just love that. I'll be there sometimes, and you can get even the sawdust. You can smell it. You can only smell it there yourself now. The smell of the timber, yeah.
And Joe, how'd you get into all this?
Come on, I'll come out to the garden and I'll show you. Just 1 second, I'll just open this door here.
Yeah. You're taking me out to your front garden, which has such an array of carvings in it.
Yeah, this is where I started, these two tree stumps here. I came out to cut them down, actually, because we were going, myself and my mum, God rest her soul, we said we'd put a flower bed here. And I came out to cut them down. And she was looking out the window and she was, have you been cut down yet? But what I done then, I carved a face of a wood spirit in one of them there. I just said, I'd try it. So I carved the face of a wood spirit. And it turned out all right. I says, geez, that's not too bad. So then I came to the other tree stump and I done it, tried to do another face. That came out not too bad. Then I put the owl on top of that and I put the hawk on top of that one. And I chuffed with it there, yeah. I was after getting a loan of a saw from my brother to cut down the stumps and out a little. And then I went off and I bought a couple of new saws and that was it. Started from there, Brenda.
This is your showstopper here. She's a crocodile.
This
Explain.
Is the showstopper, yeah. Well, I made him, got a lump of timber. And I said, I just decided, I made a crocodile, put him into the stream. Well, I had him on the grass and then I said, he'd be cool in the stream now, you know, and the weeds come up around him. So I put him in there to the stream.
You have a little stream in front of your house.
In front of the house, yeah, very lovely. So I put the crocodile in there and I'm sure people would be stopping there the whole time looking in at him there. There's another head of a crocodile up further, driving, sunk in the weeds there. And people would be passing there mad looking at him, you know. I done the detail in him, but I didn't do all this much sand in him. I just left him that, trying to give him the rough look there, you know. The look of the crocodile, you know, that's it.
Lala.
Yeah, show Lala the crocodile. Look, we had to bring Lala up to be sure. The crocodile, the only crocodile in Rathdowney. Yeah, we have two of them.
Now, what's your name?
Pauline Gill.
Who's your Pauline?
Edie, my granddaughter. And we're neighbours of Joe. He actually done one for me with bog oak that was left to me by a cousin of mine. And he carved it.
Yeah, so yeah, you gave me the bog oak. Yeah, and yeah. I done a wood spirit, I think, and an eagle.
And I have them hanging out in my back garden.
What age is your granddaughter,
20
Pauline?
20 months.
Oh, the little doe.
Yes, and she loves coming up for a walk and looking at all the... all the sculptures in the garden.
The wood guard, yeah.
Yeah, and I have brought children from Dublin and Cork and everything to come up and see it. It's pure nature at its best. Yeah. And it's wood and they can look at it. She's getting tired now.
That's all right. Yeah.
So I lived in Dublin for 25 years and sure you wouldn't get this down there. Your neighbours wouldn't let you in to the gardens. Yeah. So here we can just walk in.
Pauline, am I babysitting here? Am I a wife? Take that child away.
Pauline, one last thing. You're minding your granddaughter. What are grannies like? Aren't they amazing?
Oh, we're amazing. We're just... Yeah. We're at a drop of a hand and we can go and do something. Oh. And we can give them back as well.
I think you're ready to give back.
Yes, exactly.
Bye bye.
Bye.
I'll see you, Polly. Good luck, good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
On a personal level, what has it done for you?
You had me there, Brenda, no.
Done.
Oh, but geez, I love looking at them. I love. I tell you the truth, I don't believe myself sometimes when I do it that I made it. Put another bit of detail into this owl here now,
yeah,
that you
please.
Can see. I've got to do his eyes and I want to get the beak right there as well. So, you know, I'm going to start off here looking this around his eyes. See there now, look, you can see the way you get it.
Is chainsaw art something that's grown in popularity?
I know it's big in America. It's big in America, it's big in England. I know of about 6 lads. I was at a show there last weekend down in New Ross, and see the lads, they're full-time carvers now. They're full-time on the chainsaws. They're unreal now. They're the masters of it. You know what I mean? Look at the way it's turning out. That's the whole thing about it, isn't it? Going from a lump of a log like that over there. That's the buzz. Going from timber, going to that. So look at that bit of timber there now. That was an old branch. Come on in, Bryn, have a cup of tea before you go away there.
We're just going in to your utility area.
Yeah, yeah.
That's and we have a...
it's a canary, some singer. His name is Bono, I call him. I say some singer now, yeah, better than me anyway, yeah. I tell you, sometimes you play the guitar there and he'd whistle on there. We'll try it in a minute to see will he whistle for you.
Do you want to sing me something?
You're putting me under pressure there now, Brenda, yeah? Yeah, I will, sure, why not? I tell you, I do a little song about Rathdowney. It's called The Quigley Park Girl, it's called. Is she really going out with me, the Quigley Park girl from Rathdowney? Is she really going out with me? Meet me Sunday on the Brody Ridge at 3:30. And meet me Sunday on the Brody Ridge at 3:30. Meet me Sunday on the Brody Ridge at 3:30. See you Sunday, 3:30 in the Brody Bridge.
Canaries, crocs and crying babies, all God's creatures got a place in Brenda Donoghue's reports. That was Bono, the singing canary, with Joe Hines ending the report from Brenda. Find out more about his carvings on Instagram at jh.carvings.